Thank you and good morning. If you've ever had an interest in horticulture, helping your community, and have some free time this summer, the Master Gardener Training may be for you. The University of Illinois is offering an online Master Gardener Training program this summer. University of Illinois Extension Master Gardener Program plans to offer online summer training. The training allows flexibility for those that are interested in the Master Gardener Program, but are unable to participate in daytime classes. The online program is a self-paced training and scheduled to begin June 10th. The training must be completed by September 30th. Master Gardeners are volunteers who provide service to their community by engaging in educational outreach and addressing horticultural problems in the community. Master Gardeners undergo training and complete a 60-hour volunteer internship. To remain active, Master Gardeners then complete 13 volunteer hours and 10 hours of continuing education each year. The online training includes 13 modules, each of which consists of several captioned videos with audio. The course topics include introduction, botany, soils and fertilizers, diagnostics and plant diseases, entomology, integrated pest management, annuals and perennials, trees, shrubs and woody vines, lawns, small fruits and tree fruits, vegetables, composting organic gardening, and living with wildlife. A strong internet connection is highly recommended. Plan on 14 weeks to complete, assuming 4 hours per week. Applications must be received by May 31, 2018. Acceptance into the program will require a mandatory background check and informal in-person interview. The program has a $300 fee, which covers the cost of the online trainings and a Master Gardener manual. Those who want to begin the application process are advised to call a local extension office. For more information, please contact Andrew Holsinger at 217-532-3941. University of Illinois Extension provides practical education that helps people, businesses, and communities solve problems, develop skills, and build a better future. For more information, visit the Unit 18 website or contact your local extension office. As the crops begin to really come up, there is suspicion that some soybeans may need to be replanted. When it comes to replanting, last year's one for the record books. Flooding and poor emergence had some growers replanting two, and in some cases, even three times. While that is not the case this year, Eric Miller with Dew Point Pioneer says there are areas of east central Indiana that will need to replant soybeans. There are some fields where the beans were planted shallow and the rains did not come to start germination. There are also some fields where they got enough rain to start germination, but then the rain stopped. In those areas, growers may need to replant or at least fill in some bare spots. He added some timely rains over the next few days will help with part of these issues, but growers need to keep an eye on what is happening in their fields to get good stand establishment. Miller recommends making notes on how this year's plant went while it is still fresh in your mind, keeping track of what went right and what went wrong this season. It'll help you plan your 2019 planting season better. To close out the farm show today, we have some national agriculture news. Brazilian truck drivers were protesting high diesel prices for a fourth day last week on Thursday. The truckers don't plan to quit with blockades until measures to reduce fuel taxes are enshrined in the official gazette. Protests have been crippling highways across the nation. Brazil's lower house of Congress voted to reduce taxes on diesel. The Senate has yet to vote on tax cuts that truckers say are needed before they'll end the protests that threaten grain exports, industrial output, and even fuel supplies at airports and gasoline stations. The state-run oil company announced a temporary 10% diesel price cut at the refinery. However, the head of a truckers group says that move isn't sufficient. The truckers group, which is known as ABCAM, says the move isn't sufficient because the cuts only last 15 days. After that, the company returns to setting domestic prices based on international oil prices. Even if the price cuts truckers are looking for get passed, it will still likely take several days to normalize cargo deliveries in the country when demonstrations come to an end. As of Friday, a Bloomberg report says the largest port in Brazil is running out of soybeans. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer announced that the Trump administration has requested the World Trade Organization establish a dispute settlement panel. This time, the U.S. wants the panel to examine unfair rules governing the sale of wine in grocery stores in British Columbia. The USTR office is challenging BC regulations that discriminate against U.S. and other imported wine by allowing only BC-produced wines to be displayed and sold on regular store shelves. Purdue says, "We just want customers in British Columbia to have the opportunity to buy our great American wine. The practice of discriminating against U.S. wine is unfair and cannot be tolerated any longer. Our wine producers rely on export markets and deserve fair treatment from our neighbors to the north. Lighthouser adds that Canada is an important market for U.S. winemakers, saying that B.C. and other Canadian provinces need to play by the rules. The Trump administration will continue to hold our trading partners accountable by vigorously enforcing U.S. rights under our trade agreements and by promoting fair and reciprocal trade through all available tools. The B.C. regulations exclude all imported wine from being displayed on grocery store shelves. That's all the time we have on the Farm Show this morning. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.